That's what we sound like now. Just the whole country, we're like fat eighth graders, all of us. Just no fear. You ever listen to people? When I was in England, I went into this cafe full of Afghani people, and they just had crackly energy to their language. I don't know what they were saying, but it was like, there's energy. We don't have that anymore. Do you ever listen to people? You ever listen to what people really sound like? The other day I was in some whatever coffee place. I don't know, you can only be in six places, whichever one I was in. And I'm listening to just fat white people talk to each other. These two fat white guys behind me, one was like, and his friend's like, I know, I told you that guy is turning to dead Obama. These two women are talking, and I was like, I'm sorry, Stephanie. Anyway, I was listening to the two guys. And one of them used a word that really pissed me off because it was how he used it. He used the word hilarious. That's one of those words that we use that we don't care what it means. We go right for the top shelf with our words now. We don't think about how we talk. We just say the right to the fucking just, dude, it was amazing. It was amazing. Really? You were amazed? You were amazed by a basket of chicken wings? Really? Amazing. What are you gonna do with the rest of your life now? What if something really happens to you? What if Jesus comes down from the sky and makes love to you all night long? Leave the new living Lord in your belly. What are you gonna call that? You used amazing on a basket of chicken wings. You've limited yourself verbally to a shit life. All these words we use, genius, anybody can be a genius now. It used to be you had to have a thought. No one ever had it before. Or you had to invent a number. Now it's like, hey, I got a cup in case we need another cup. Dude, you're a genius. So these guys, they used hilarious. And I remember the context exactly because I had the hate recorder running in the back of my head. I was just standing there fucking angry. I'm listening to him. One guy says to the other guy, he goes, hey, dude, So guess who I saw today? And his friend goes, ooh. I swear to God, that's how he said it. It just slid out. Just, ooh. I was like, tighten your lips up, man. Make an effort. Please, ooh. That's how a person talks. This guy, he's just secreting words out of the front of his head. So his friend goes, I saw Lisa today. And he goes, that's hilarious. How the fuck is that hilarious? That you saw Lisa? Is Lisa a poodle on her hind legs? How is that hilarious? Was she standing next to Jerry Lewis when he was younger? How the fuck is that hilarious? Do you know what hilarious means? Hilarious means so funny that you almost went insane when you heard that. It's just so funny that it almost ruined your life. You're homeless now because you can't cope or reason anymore because that hilarious thing just shattered your mind. And 3 months later, you got shit and leaves in your hair and you're drenched in pee in the gutter. That's how funny hilarious is. I don't know this Lisa cunt, but she ain't that funny. There's just no way she's that funny on sight. Fuck her, seriously. I hope she's dead. I really do. I hate her. I hope she died today. weirdly and horribly. I hope the person she loved most pushed her off a cliff and she was just falling and screaming the whole way down, never accepting it. And then Superman swooped her up and then dropped her from higher. I seriously hope that happened to stupid Lisa with her one tit bigger than the other and her fucking frizzy hair and her big nose. Fucking Jew. What am I doing? I lost my mind. Jew is a funny word because it is, because Jew is the only word that is the polite thing to call a group of people and the slur for the same group. Most groups have a good and a bad. There is the same word, just with a little stank on it, and it becomes a terrible thing to call the person. Because you could say, he's a Jew, it's fine. He's a Jew. Like, that's all it takes? I wish the president would slip one into a speech that's just on the border, just to fuck with people's heads. Just in the middle, you know. We all gotta get along in this country. We need everybody, blacks and whites and Christians and Jews, and let's just try to... can't call him on it, but that seemed inappropriate. Fucking Lisa. Fucking Lisa, man. It's just, they didn't deserve that. The story didn't deserve it. Here's what he should have said. This is what that story deserved. It should have been like, I saw Lisa today. The other guy should have said, that happened. That's it. That's all it deserved. He should have said, that happened. And then he just should have started making out. I don't know why I wanted that. I just wanted these two old fat guys to start blowing each other on the floor. And not even gay blowing, just awkward heterosexual sucking that they don't know what they're doing. And they don't even get hard partway through. They're just sucking each other's soft penises. And they're both crying because they're embarrassed and confused. Now that would be hilarious. Then you would have a story that you could call hilarious without being accused of hyperbole. It's amazing the stories that people think are interesting. And that's always one of them, is when your friend ran into somebody from their past. And they can't wait to tell you. And first they want to tell you for 40 minutes how blown away you're going to be that they saw this person. Dude, you're not going to believe who I saw today. Yes, I am. Of course I am. Don't even tell me. I don't care. No, dude. When you find out, holy shit. When you find out who I saw, you are gonna shit in your father's mouth when I tell you. I'm serious when I tell you who I saw. You are gonna kill, fuck, and eat four Mexican retarded kids when I tell you who I saw today. You're gonna do that. I'm serious that you're gonna do that. You're just gonna rip out your asshole and throw it on the wall. It's gonna stick there and you're gonna dive through it into another dimension. I tell you who I saw today.